Barbecue Machining.
Hi, this is Pete from Cardiff. I was trying to touch base with Jasmina before. I never really got through.
Oh, yes. Yes, Pete. Speaking.
How are you doing? How are you doing? Feeling better?
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know.
Got some cold or something. I don't know. Yeah. Time of the year, I guess.
Yeah, it gets a little cold.
Weather changing and the kids, you know, in school.
They bring home all those nasty viruses from school.
Yes, yeah. My grandson coughing and maybe I got it from him. Or
No, it's probably definitely where you got it from.
Yeah.
But, that's a change of weather, too. Yeah, I wanted to talk about your loan here real quick.
Yes.
Where, you know, you have the business and the revenue and everything to get the loan. You're just having a hard time getting you approved because of the tax lien issue.
Yeah.
Is there any... Are you going to resolve that with the state at all? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, we want to get some attorney, you know, to help us, I think.
Do you have a time frame or...
Time frame? Not yet. You know, I mean, I already talked to state, but they want me, like, to pay monthly, like, $1,500 and something. And I'm trying to lower that. I offer them smaller payment, you know. But they want me to pay it off in 2 years, like. Which is, I pay them something. They already got something, you know. Like $5,600 and something.
Okay. Do you think you're going to be able to resolve that tax lien this year? Or what are you in negotiations with them at all yet?
Yes, I am negotiation, but I don't have any paper yet.
Well, I think where we stand as far as getting an equipment financing loan, we can't really proceed until the tax lien is taken care of, but your credit is decent enough and the revenues are decent enough that we can definitely get you this machine, this new CNC machine. We can definitely get you approved. All we need is for you to resolve that lien. So if you could do that in the next 2 months here, as soon as you're done with that, you can send me a payoff letter that it's been resolved and we can get the machine funded that same week.
Right. I know. We'll take some time, yeah, you know. But I don't know if I cannot pay it off, you know. It's over 35.
Yeah, not pay off the whole thing, but get it resolved.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Negotiate monthly with them. Yes.
All you have to do is start making payments on that, and we can have your deal funded the same week as soon as you start making the payments and we see that, you know, the state has backed off and it's been resolved.
Right. I understand. Yeah. Okay, I mean, I don't know how long gonna take, but
I'll give you a call maybe once every other week just to touch base, or maybe once a week. How long do you think something like this would take?
I mean, you know, I have some calls. Somebody want to help me, but they're in another state. And my husband wants somebody from here, you know, face to face to help us with that, you know. But I don't know. The way I talk to IRS, I'm not qualified. They're asking for kind of big payment, $1,500 a month and something. But I have a lot of other taxes, you know, current tax, I have to pay payroll, you know.
No, of course, of course.
And plus I have a backup 800, 1200 IRS, and now state one kind of, they think I should be able to afford that. And nothing happened yet, you know. I offer them like $200 a month, but they're asking for 15, 600 and something.
That's perfectly good.
And that's what we're standing right now. You know, but yeah, you know, I'm going to work on it. You know, something has to be done. But I'm looking to get somebody to hire, you know, somebody professional who is.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe they can negotiate smaller payment, you know. That's what they're telling me. I don't know. I never hire nobody, you know. But there's a lot of firms out there, you know. That's what they do.
Exactly.
Taxes and stuff, they can help you lower the whatever you own more than a half, you know. But they want some fees, you know.
Exactly, but at what point
does it make
sense?
You know, if they can help me or not. I don't know. You know, that's what I am.
And are you gonna have to pay them regardless or no?
Who?
The firm. Like hypothetically speaking, if they're unable to save you money and you still have to make the $1,500 a month, you know, are they still gonna collect payment from you or is it contingent on lowering your amount? So, because, you know, you could go to hire somebody and it'll cost you, I don't even know, I don't have a reference, but it'll cost you money to hire them, and then that's it's no guarantee that they're actually going to win the settlement.
Right, that's what I'm afraid of. I mean, they're asking for $2,900, and they said it will take a few months, but definitely they saying they'd be able to lower my... I won't own what I own, you know, instead of, they said they can lower up to 70%.
Okay.
But who knows, you know, I don't know, I'm not there yet, you know, I don't know. Who
yeah,
does,
like
you know?
The same way you can drive a Mercedes for $300 a month, right? You know, it's...
Right, that's...
It's advertising.
Yeah. It is advertising. I don't know, IRS telling me no way nobody can help you. You own the taxes and you have to make a payment. I mean, like IRS, we own a lot more from 2008. You know, we filed bankruptcy and they still want some from me. But we settled down, I offered them $400 a month and they said, okay, fine. You know?
Now they want more money and they're coming back.
No, IRS don't. No, IRS
is
making monthly.
Now this is the state of Michigan.
State, yes. State, they want a big chunk a month.
Yeah.
And I'm not comfortable with that, you know. I want to work out something smaller payment.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. You know?
All right, I'll keep giving you a call.
I don't know which
every other week.
To go, you know?
Well, like that's basically where we're at. The second you get the tax lien settled and start making your payments, we can get this approved and fund it the same week. So, Jasmina, it looks like you know in the next couple months.
What kind of payment you looking for will be? Do you have any like
approvals? No, I mean,
you're
I don't
not
have an
yet.
Approval.
You don't.
No, we just can't even submit the file with the lien on there.
Oh, right.
Like, we cannot even get numbers or an approval.
Okay, I understand. Okay, Pete, we'll see what's going to happen. Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you a call later and just touch base. But this year, what we're going to aim for is to get that tax lien all settled, and we'll get you your new CNC machine so that 2017, we can just start off on a new foot, everything going well.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Okay, I have to do something, you know?
Yeah, just make a few phone calls, see what you can do.
Right. Okay. All right, Pete. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.